today, and after a low of 48, we're at 53 degrees.
WRCO weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank. Learn more at richlandcountybank.com.
WRCO FM 100.9 in Richland Center, where ABC News is sponsored by Scott's Industries. Enjoy the benefits of working at Scott's, including unparalleled opportunities for career advancement and a generous profit-sharing plan that is fully owned by the individual workers. Also sponsored by Richland Mobile Mart, they are the West Side Handy Stop.
ABC News, I'm Richard Cantu. Aileen Cannon, Attorney General. Sources telling ABC News that circulating amongst the Trump campaign and transition operation is a list of several possible candidates for AG in a Trump administration. And Cannon, the Florida federal judge who threw out the classified documents case against Trump, is on it.
This is being assembled by Trump's top aides. While maybe some will say this isn't a real list, it might not be assembled specifically by the transition, it's being assembled by the people who are closest to Donald Trump.
ABC's Catherine Falders. McDonald's believes either the ground beef or the onions on the quarter pounder is responsible for a 10-state outbreak of E. coli. 49 people sickened, one died. McDonald's temporarily pulled the sandwich from its restaurants in the 10 impacted states. The Los Angeles Dodgers announced the death of six-time All-Star Fernando Valenzuela in a Los Angeles hospital at age 63. This is ABC News. The controversial Florida federal judge who threw out the classified documents case against former President Trump could be the next attorney general.
Sources tell us that Judge Aileen Cannon is now on a list of several possible candidates for the job. It's a list circulating within the Trump campaign and transition operation. Her name appears on a document reviewed by ABC News titled Transition Planning Legal Principles, which lists potential candidates for White House Counsel's Office, the Justice Department, and the FBI if Trump wins.
ABC's Jonathan Carl. The Bye Bye Baby chain of stores is going online only, shuttering its physical stores for the second time in a year.
For customers, that means liquidation sales. The retailer's offering what it calls significant discounts on almost everything in store. If you have a gift card, those can be redeemed in store until Halloween, but after that, you will need to use it online.
ABC's Rebecca Jarvis. I'm Richard Cantu, ABC News.
When you're on the move, your convenience stop is Richland Mobile Mart. Start the day with fresh coffee, donuts, and delicious breakfast sandwiches. Make mealtime easy with take-and-bake deli fresh pizzas, kitchen-fresh sandwiches, salads, cookies, and so much more. The Mobile Mart also has all your favorite beer, wine, and liquors. Plus, touch-free automatic and self-serve car washes, too, at Richland Mobile Mart, Highway 14 on Richland Center's west side.
Join the legacy at Scott's Industries, a proud family-owned business for 75 years. They're expanding and looking for dedicated team members. Enjoy competitive wages, benefits, and a $3 per hour night shift bonus. No experience necessary. Just bring your enthusiasm. Apply in person Monday through Friday, 9 a.m. to 3 p.m. at 810 East Nebraska Street in Muscadet. Or give them a call, 739-3171, to learn more. Scott's Industries, where opportunity meets tradition.
An update on sports this morning is sponsored by Bindle Tire and Auto, your tire and minor repair headquarters, and the Richland Hospital, where everything they do is all about you. The tournament opened last night for high school volleyball. In Division II, Reedsburg was a winner by sweep over Monroe. Also in Division III, it was Luther over Prairie du Chien in three. Luther plays at Richland Center next in the tournament. And River Valley, an 11th seed, defeated 6th-seeded Westby 3-1. River Valley advances to play Dodgeville in the second round. Viroqua 3-1 over Lancaster last night. In Division 4 action, it was Kickapoo by sweep over Riverdale. Fenimore 3-0 over Boscobel. And Wisconsin Heights got by Iowa Grant 3-1. In Division 5, North Crawford advances to play Ithaca after a 3-set sweep win last night. Also moving on, Waseca Steuben 1-4 over Weston. On the national scene, LeBron James and Bronny James became the first father and son duo to play in the NBA together when they checked into the game in the second quarter of the Lakers' season opener last night. The Lakers won by a final of 110-103 against Minnesota. Boston 132 and New York 109. And from the NHL, Washington 4-1 over Philadelphia, Minnesota 5, Florida 1, Buffalo 4-2 over Dallas, Tampa Bay 8, New Jersey 5. The Rangers 7, Montreal 2, Columbus 6-2 over Toronto, Detroit 1, the Islanders nothing, Winnipeg 3-2 over St. Louis, Vancouver 6, Chicago 3, Colorado 3-2 over Seattle, Nashville 4, Boston nothing, Carolina 3-2 over Edmonton in overtime, Ottawa 4, Utah nothing, Calgary won a shootout over Pittsburgh 4-3, Anaheim 3, San Jose 1, and Vegas 6-1 over Los Angeles.
Did you know that a transmission flush and fill should be done every 50,000 to 60,000 miles to keep everything running correctly? Bindle Tire and Auto wants to help you keep your vehicle running as efficiently and economically as possible. Whether you need tires, brakes, oil changes, batteries, hoses, exhaust, transmission flush and fill, cabin filter, serpentine belt, alignment check, digital alignment, or on the farm call, trust Bindle Tire and Auto to be there for you. If you have questions about your vehicle or need an appointment, call Bindles today, 647-5851.
When you've had a breast cancer scare, the days spent waiting for a result or a follow-up screening can be some of the longest in your life. At the Richland Hospital and Clinics, we understand that less waiting means less worry. Our imaging department schedules follow-up appointments quickly, often within a few days. Ask your provider if your imaging can be done here with us, close to home. The Richland Hospital and Clinics, caring, educating, healing.
Today, a high temp in the upper 50s with partly sunny conditions and northwest winds at 8 to 18. Mainly clear and frosty tonight, a low of 31. Thursday, 64. Rain likely Thursday night with a low of 45. And Friday, a high near 60 with sunshine. After a low of 48, our current reading in Richland Center is 51 degrees. Good morning. Welcome to Wednesday, October 23rd.
town. And she packed it up and rode away, her U-Haul West Coast bound. So I looked through the pieces of the things she left behind her. Found a Sergeant Pepper's t-shirt and a Desperado vinyl. I got the speakers up and the whiskey down, and I'm gonna take it easy on this heartache tonight. I'm gonna let it be, babe, 'cause I can't tell you why. Yesterday you left me for some hotel in California. All my loving turned to wasted time. So it's gonna be a Beatles and the Eagles underneath a neo kind of night.
A group called The Frontmen and The Beatles and The Eagles. 614, good morning on a Wednesday from WRCO. It was a really nice drive yesterday as I tooled around a couple of different spots, and a good day to have the window open. Today will be a little bit chillier, it sounds like. A 57-degree high for later today, so not a lot warmer than right now. Kind of a seesaw battle. I was reading ahead in the forecast, though, however, to next Monday, 65, next Tuesday, 76. Now we're getting toward the real latter part of October by that time, and still holding steady up there in the temperatures. I know it's going to come slamming down, and I'm going to be crying someday, and my tears are going to be freezing, but what do you do? You know, I think you just got to enjoy each day, but we are really having a glorious fall, I would say.
Sorry, but we actually have a wait list for our Monstera.
Shaw's greenhouse is really bringing in the green.
We can't keep snake plants and stuff.
She needs a construction manager to build on her roots and grow.
We could add a whole section for ferns. Here we'd have dahlias, dahlias, and more dahlias.
Indeed can help her hire great people fast.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. You can schedule and conduct virtual interviews all from your employer dashboard. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get $75 towards your first sponsored job. Terms and conditions apply.
Tim Walz was raised on a farm in Nebraska. Kamala Harris was born to an immigrant family in Oakland. Tim Walz enlisted in the Army National Guard at 17. Kamala Harris worked at McDonald's to get through school. Together, this team will never forget where they came from and the hardworking families and Americans they're working for.
I will help families by letting you keep more of your hard-earned money.
And I'll tell you, this is personal. The middle class is where I come from. And building that middle class will be a defining goal of my presidency. We will create what I call an opportunity economy where everyone has the chance to compete and a chance to succeed. Whether you live in a rural area, small town, or big city.
Learn more at thetrumptax.com. Paid for by voters of these 50 states. Votersofthese50states.com. Voters of these 50 states is responsible for the content of this advertising. Not authorized by any candidate or candidate's committee.
Cardinal Rotar is hiring experienced machine operators who want a better work-life balance. They offer a three-day work week with no weekends, giving you more free time and flexibility. If you're tired of the typical five-day schedule, this is your chance. Call 608-588-9880 or stop by their location at 1277 East Hoxie Street in Spring Green to fill out an application in person. Cardinal Rotar is excited to welcome you to their team. Call 608-588-9880 today.
Hi, I'm Kim. My family are all U.S. Cellular customers, so when they asked me to tell you that their special customer event, Us Days, is back, my mom was so excited. So, Us Days, exclusive offers just for us customers, like $1,200 off any phone plus $400 off any tablet. Hey, Mom. I know, right? Such a great deal. Us Days at U.S. Cellular is back with exclusive offers just for us. Right now, get $1,200 off any phone plus $400 off any tablet. Terms apply. Visit uscellular.com for details. Active portrayal.
My name is Mick Hipsch. I am a lifelong resident of the Ithaca School District and a former school board member. My wife, Carly, and I have three sons who have all attended Ithaca. My father, along with my four siblings, are also proud Ithaca graduates. There is a very important referendum coming up in November. District residents are being asked to approve spending to exceed the current revenue cap. If not approved, the district may be forced to close its doors. I feel very strongly that voting yes on this referendum is the correct choice. As a small school, the opportunities that Ithaca is presenting its students is impressive. Our youth apprenticeship participation percentage is the highest in the state of Wisconsin. We are preparing our students for their future careers. Several Ithaca students have received state and national awards in the FFA program. My favorite part of our school is the sense of community. Whether it be support for our sports teams, we have always had the biggest crowd at state baseball, or the support our students receive at all their extracurricular activities. I again encourage you to vote yes in November. It is a vote for the future of this wonderful community.
Hey, Amy, make sure that gas tank is topped off.
Why is that?
Elizabeth Grabe wants to ban gas-powered cars, trucks, and even tractors.
That's insane.
That's not all. Extremists like Elizabeth Grabe are trying to eliminate fossil fuels, too.
That would destroy so many jobs, hurt our community, and drive costs even higher for families.
She doesn't care.
We need to keep Elizabeth Grabe out of the assembly.
I'm voting for Todd Novak. He's an independent voice, always working for us.
Paid for by Novak for Assembly.
Thinking about buying or selling? Let us help. Give Century 21 Complete Service Realty a call for all your real estate needs. We specialize in residential, commercial, land, recreational, and country lifestyle properties. Let our worldwide exposure, our local expertise, convenient office location, and full staff of agents sell your property. Don't stress out. Call Century 21 Complete Service Realty, your friends in real estate. 647-6145.
51 degrees here at WRCO Studios. Don't forget the Muscadet American Legion Post 85 will host Burgers in the Park tonight from 3:30 until 8 o'clock. So they'll be serving up burgers, and I believe that's the last one of the season. So you may want to get out there and buy up some burgers. Take some home and freeze them, you know, so you can enjoy them next week, next month on Wednesday. But nonetheless, whatever you want to do, they'll be welcoming you today, that's for sure. And the Wisconsin's Towns Association will meet tonight at 6. They'll be meeting in the first floor conference room at the Richland County Courthouse.
This love is getting kind.
Chris Stapleton on WRCO Radio. We have an action-packed day. Lots of special guests coming into the studio. A little bit later on, Sarah Harrelson will be in the studio to sing some songs for us. That is in the 10 o'clock hour today. So always good to have some talent in the studio that can sing and play. I love to sing and play, but luckily for you, I keep the microphone on.
My dearest son, it's almost June. I hope this letter catches up with you and finds you well. It's been dry, but they're calling for rain, and everything's the same old same in Johnsonville. Your stubborn old daddy ain't said too much, but I'm sure you know he sends his love. And she goes on in a letter from home. I hold it up and show my buddies like we ain't scared, and our boots ain't muddy, and they all laugh like there's something funny about the way I talk when I say mama sends her best, y'all. Fold it up and put it in my shirt, pick up my gun and get back to work. And it keeps me driving on, waiting on letters from home. My dearest love, it's almost dawn. I've been lying here all night long, wondering where you might be. I saw your mama and I showed her the ring. Man on a television said something, so I couldn't sleep. But I'll be alright, I'm just missing you. And this is me kissing you. X's and O's in a letter from home. I hold it up and show my buddies like we ain't scared, and our boots ain't muddy, and they all laugh, cause she calls me honey, but they take it hard, cause I don't read the good part. Shirt, pick up my gun and get back to work. And it keeps me driving on, waiting on letters from home. Dear son, I know I ain't written. Sitting here tonight alone in the kitchen, it occurs to me I might not have said, so I'll say it now. Son, you make me proud. I hold it up and show my buddies like we ain't scared, and our boots ain't muddy, but no one laughs, cause there ain't nothing funny when a soldier cries. And I just wipe my eyes. I fold it up and put it in my shirt, pick up my gun and get back to work. And it keeps me driving on, waiting on letters from home.
Great story song from John Michael Montgomery on this Wednesday morning from WRCO. We'll do a quick news and weather and sports update for you next.
Hi. Let me tell you a story about a 10-year-old boy growing up in a small town. His parents were divorced, and the boy lived with his mom, who worked hard to provide. Each day, the boy walked home from school, dropped his books off, then headed next door to help his neighbor in the garden. There, the boy listened as his neighbor told tales of honor and bravery in World War II. It was in that garden where the boy's dreams took root. Dreams of serving his country and farming the land. I'm Tony Kurtz, and that boy was me. I went on to serve 20 years in the U.S. Army and establish my own farm. Today, I'm honored to represent my neighbors in the legislature. I want everyone to be able to pursue the American dream, but I know that dreams don't start in a big building with marble columns. They start in our neighborhoods. That's why I've worked hard to push money out of Madison and back to our communities. I've secured larger investments in roads, schools, and hospitals while cutting taxes and maintaining a balanced budget. On November 5th, I ask for your vote so that we can achieve even more.
Well, well, well. Looks like your water's gone dry again, huh?
Aw, shucks. This old pump's been sputtering around like a mule stuck in mud.
Sounds like you need Advanced Pump and Well Solutions in Richland Center. Whether it's a pesky pump or a dry well, their team has over 50 years of hands-on experience. They'll have your water flowing faster than a rainstorm in July.
Well, that's a relief. I can finally stop taking bucket baths.
Ooh, that's good. Advanced Pump and Well Solutions, servicing residential, agricultural, and commercial systems 24 hours a day, 365 days a year. Call 649-4488.
Yeehaw! That's my kind of service.
Hi, I'm Joan Ballwig. As a mom, grandma, and small business owner, I understand how rising costs are affecting Wisconsin families, whether it's groceries, school supplies, or health care. That's why I fought in Madison to put more money in your pocket and support programs that address rising costs. I voted to cut taxes for the middle class. I fought to provide more health care coverage for postpartum mothers. I work to address rising child care costs by expanding available tax credits and by creating new child care slots. And I fought to improve access to mental health care and suicide prevention. Because by working together and bringing everyone to the table, we can put more money in your pockets and support programs that reduce costs, improve outcomes, and make life more affordable again. I'm Joan Ballwig. I'm a bipartisan consensus builder. I'm running for state senate, and I'd be honored to earn your vote this November. Paid for by the committee to elect Joan Ballwig.
Hi, Travis with Wirtz Floor and Home. Want to improve your sleep quality? Maybe a mattress with a built-in cooling cover is just what you need from American Bedding that is made right here in Wisconsin. Stop down to our newly remodeled showroom and see why we have quickly become Spring Green's largest mattress dealer. With over a dozen mattresses on display, our expert staff will assist you in finding the perfect mattress to give you a quality night's sleep. Located on Highway 14 next to the Ring Brothers.
WRCO 100.9 FM, Richland Center.
Good morning. It is news time, sponsored by Bailey Paint and Decorating, your full-line Benjamin Moore dealer with quality paint and expert advice. And by Chet's Feed, Seed and Such, the friendly feed store. The forecast for today calls for a high of 57 degrees, 31 tonight, and Thursday 64 degrees. Right now in Richland Center, it is 50.
Well, it's about time. Time for a blind date. That's right. A blind date with Steve, Bailey Paint and Decorating's blind man. Steve takes the stress out of fitting new window treatments by handling all the measuring and installation. Whether it's cellular, pleated, roller, or solar blinds, new window treatments will give your home a fresh look. And for a limited time, receive a free cordless lift upgrade on select Graber shades. Make a blind date today. Visit Bailey Paint and Decorating on Court Street, downtown Richland Center.
From the Civic Media News Desk, I am Phil Nee. On the state scene, Minnesota Governor and Democratic Vice Presidential candidate Tim Walz was joined by former President Barack Obama to campaign for Kamala Harris at the Alliant Energy Center in Madison Tuesday. Walz and Obama both highlighted why former President and Republican nominee Donald Trump isn't fit for the role of president, citing his record on the economy and the overturning of Roe v. Wade. Both also urged Wisconsinites to get out and vote early, with in-person early voting officially kicking off in Wisconsin yesterday. UW-Madison was granted over $150 million by the National Institutes of Health to lead the study on Alzheimer's, the largest NIH grant in UW history. It's called the Clarity in Alzheimer's Disease and Related Dementias Research Through Imaging Study, or Clarity. The goal is to track the presence, absence, or change in molecules that are biomarkers in people with dementia or at risk of developing it. UW-Madison was selected to pilot the study's first series of brain scans because of its established network of participants. The five-year study of about 2,000 participants launched in August and involves 37 Alzheimer's research centers across the United States. Before you go out and drop a bunch of money on Halloween, make sure you're not breaking your budget. Lisa Schiller with the Better Business Bureau says everything's more expensive this year, from candy to costumes. Consider thrifting your outfit this year at secondhand stores and see if you don't have something in the house that can work for your party. Schiller says you might also need to hold back a little on candy this year because that has seen the same increase as other food items right now. There will be more New Glarus beer on the way next year. The brewery is expanding its operations in New Glarus, adding on a $55 million hospitality wing to its campus. Brewery officials say they want to meet the needs of visitors and increase their brewing and distilling space. More information will be released during a groundbreaking next week. A young man lost his life when he hit a deer. The Richland County Sheriff's Office was notified of a one-vehicle rollover crash on State Highway 130 north of County Highway T early Monday morning around 5:50. It was reported that there were two parties injured in the crash, one of which was ejected from the vehicle. During the investigation, it was found that Carter Hies, 20, of Lone Rock, was traveling northbound on State Highway 130 when he struck a deer. This caused Hies to lose control of the vehicle and enter the East Ditch and overturn multiple times. Tayton Rosenbaum, 19, of Sauk City, was ejected from the vehicle, and Hies was trapped in the vehicle. Carter Hies was pronounced dead at the scene by the Richland County Coroner's Office. Tayton Rosenbaum was transported to Richland Hospital, then transferred to UW Hospital for what was believed to be non-life-threatening injuries. The Richland County Sheriff's Department was assisted by the Lone Rock Fire Department, Lone Rock EMS, Richland Center EMS, UW MedFlight, and Sauk County Sheriff's Department. As a disaster relief volunteer working in hurricane-ravaged Florida, Green Bay real estate agent Mike Pritzel said he spends his days serving food, cleaning, and helping the residents of the shelter in any way he can.
One of the things that we're tasked with is bringing compassion and hope for these people. It's heartbreaking, but, you know, I only have one tangible skill, and that's talking. So for me, to sit down for 10, 15 minutes and just listen, put a hand on a shoulder and say, hey, we're going to do what we can. It's really fulfilling.
To discover ways you can help with disaster relief through donations, volunteering, or financial support, visit Hurricane Help page at civicmedia.us/help. The Riverdale FFA will host a haunted walk at the school farm Thursday from 6:30 until 9. Enter and park through the test plot entrance. Free will donations will be accepted. Those attending are to wear closed-toed shoes as well to the Riverdale FFA's haunted walk at the school farm. Going on Friday, the Richland Center Parks and Recreation will host its second annual trick-or-treat trail in the park that goes on from 4:30 until 6. You can take a spooky walk along the Rotary Lights Path in Kroska Park and enjoy treats from your favorite city organizations and local businesses. Be sure to check out the Halloween-themed games in the Veterans Memorial Pavilion, hosted by the Brewer Public Library. It is free and fun for all ages.
Hello, friends. It's Ellie here from Chet's Feed, Seed, and Such. As autumn finally sets in, stay cozy with Chet's apparel. We have sweatshirts, crewnecks, and a variety of hats as well. Our merch isn't the only thing to fall for at Chet's. We have premium birdseed and a huge new selection of bird feeders to keep your feathered friends happy. Come explore our large lineup of cat and dog toys, as well as treats. As the wind starts whipping, you can be sure that we have your back with our Henry County wood pellets to keep your home warm. Sold by the bag or even by the pallet, we appreciate our friends down here at Chet's. Because without you, there wouldn't be us. Stop by 880 North Orange Street, Richland Center. Or give us a call at 647-8833.
Partly sunny, breezy, and cooler today, a high of 57. Northwest winds at 8 to 18. Mainly clear and frosty, a low of 31. Thursday, 64. Morning sun gradually giving way to clouds, turning a bit breezy. Rain likely Thursday night, ending later on at a low of 45. And Friday, a high near 60 with scattered morning clouds. And then sunny conditions. We have an east wind around 3 miles per hour here at the WRCO studios. After the daytime high of 70 yesterday, it was 58 at midnight. We've been as low as 48. Right now, we're at 50 degrees.
The Boscobel Pharmacy and Center Pharmacy has exceptional caring staff and great services. They are a locally owned, independent pharmacy, proudly serving the surrounding area communities. The Boscobel Pharmacy and Center Pharmacy is committed to helping patients manage their medication. The pharmacists work along with patients and their healthcare providers to find an individualized plan to help each patient maximize the benefits of their medications while minimizing or preventing adverse effects, interactions, costs, and waste.
This is an important announcement for Wisconsinites who plan to vote in the November 2024 election. Leading nonpartisan economists have analyzed the economic plans of Donald Trump and concluded that he would cause inflation to rise and the economy to slow. And 16 Nobel Prize-winning economists wrote a letter warning that Donald Trump would reignite inflation with his fiscally irresponsible budgets. Donald Trump's tariff plan would act as a national sales tax, costing the average family as much as $4,000 per year. But Vice President Kamala Harris's plan would help middle-class families deal with rising costs. In her first 100 days, Kamala Harris would pass a ban on price gouging at the grocery store. And as vice president, she worked to cap the cost of many prescription drugs, including insulin, saving many families thousands of dollars per year. On the economy, the choice is clear. Vote Kamala Harris for president. Paid for by A Better Wisconsin Together Action, www.abwt-action.org. Not authorized by any candidate or candidate's committee.
Sports Time is sponsored by Richland Hospital, specializing in rural health care since 1924, making a difference by caring, educating, and healing. And by the Homesteader Store, Southern Wisconsin's tractor experts. Coming up, a look at last night's opening of the WIAA volleyball and soccer tournaments as well.
When the quality of your care and comfort matter most, the Kramer Infusion Center at the Richland Hospital and Clinics is here for you. We offer a wide variety of treatments in a comfortable, home-like environment for those battling cancers, Crohn's disease, hemophilia, or other health challenges requiring infusions. Because individual care plans are unique, it's best to call and ask if your care can be delivered close to home with us, the Richland Hospital and Clinics, caring, educating, healing.
Last night, the WIAA volleyball tournament got underway with some play-in games, some regional quarterfinals. North Crawford swept Lafarge Youth Initiative and will now play at Ithaca on Thursday night. Winnewick Center advanced by sweep over Cooley Christian Providence Academy. They will face Seneca next in line. And Wazika Steuben, with a 3-1 win over Weston, advances in the tournament. In Division 5 action Division 4, Riverdale and Kickapoo. They met last night in Viola. Kickapoo passed the first test of the tournament by winning 25-13, 25-14, and 25-14. The year ended for the Riverdale Chieftains. Now 15-9, Kickapoo advances in the tournament. They'll be at Brookwood on Thursday night. Fenimore was a winner by sweep over Boscobel. Wisconsin Heights in 4 over Iowa Grant, and Southwestern defeated River Ridge in 4. Division 3, Luther swept Prairie du Chien. Luther advances to play at Richland Center on Thursday night, and River Valley, an 11th seed, knocked off number 6 seed Westby 3-1. The Blackhawks play at Dodgeville on Thursday. Viroqua 3-1 over Lancaster. It was Darlington getting the win in 4 over Mauston as well in D3. Division 2, Reedsburg swept Monroe and Wisconsin Dells in 4 over Black River Falls. Volleyball tournament openers, it was Mauston winning a shootout against Faith Christian. Also, it was Division 3 action that saw Dodgeville Mineral Point get a 5-1 win over Cambridge Deerfield, and Jefferson over Prairie du Chien, River Ridge Seneca, 9-1. Sauk Prairie end of the year for Reedsburg, 6-0. Baraboo, 6-0 over La Crosse Central. LeBron James and Bronny James became the first father-son to play in the NBA together when they checked into the game together in the second quarter of the Lakers' season opener last night. The Lakers went on to win 110-103. Boston was the winner over New York, 132-109. Philadelphia 76er All-Stars Joel Embiid and Paul George will miss the season opener against Milwaukee and could miss more games as they return from injuries. George has a bone bruise but did not suffer any structural damage when he hyperextended his left knee last week. Milwaukee coach Doc Rivers says forward Chris Middleton is not expected to play this evening.
This week it became more expected. I thought before this week there was a pretty good chance he may make it because he's moving great, but we just haven't had enough live activity for him.
The three-time All-Star is recovering following off-season surgeries to each of his ankles. Fernando Valenzuela, the Los Angeles Dodger pitching ace who inspired Fernando Mania in the early 1980s, has died. He was 63. The Mexican-born phenom won the National League Cy Young Award and Rookie of the Year in 1981. He was reported to have been hospitalized earlier this month. He was one of the most dominant players of his era and a widely popular sports figure in the 1980s. That's an update on sports today on a Wednesday. I'm Phil Nee.
A Kubota tractor will help you get all those jobs done fast and easy. Hi, I'm Rick from the Homesteader Store. Kubota is known for their high-quality four-wheel drive diesel tractors. They have hydrostatic transmissions, loaders, and three points. They offer great financing. You can go to our website where you can watch a short video where I go through the different sizes of Kubota tractors to fit your needs. Learn about the full line of Kubota tractors at Southern Wisconsin Tractor Experts, the Homesteader Store.
Chances are you're not hearing this ad while topping 100 in your Aston Martin or taking a spin around town in your Rolls Royce. But if you are, then Donald Trump's tax plan is for you. Just ask him.
You're rich as hell. Am I going to give you a tax cut?
But if you're hearing this on your way to work or school pickup, if you're heading to the grocery store or wondering how long you can stretch that tank of gas, then your plan is Kamala Harris's plan. She'll make the wealthy and big corporations pay their fair share so she can give the middle class a tax cut, as well as $25,000 for first-time homebuyers, $6,000 for first-time parents, and a $50,000 tax deduction for starting a new business. Because that guy in the Cybertruck that just zoomed by doesn't need another break. But Kamala Harris knows you sure could use one.
Paid for by voters of these 50 states. Votersofthese50states.com. Voters of these 50 states is responsible for the content of this advertising. Not authorized by any candidate or candidates committee.
100.9 WRCO.
Maybe I read you wrong, thinking you could be my Mr. Right. I was putting my heart and soul on the line. Said you needed some time, just a little more time to make up your mind. Well, it's been long enough.
Bye, bye, love, I'll get you later. Gotta let put down on my accelerator.
bye-bye.
Texas, Brooke Graham on WRCO Radio as we head toward the 7 o'clock hour. Some movies that released on this very day include Life is Beautiful, 1998. That was a big critically acclaimed movie. The Big Boss, released in 1971. That was Bruce Lee, I believe. That was an Eskin classic. Also, Reservoir Dogs, released in 1992. Borat 2, released in 2020, and Once Upon a Snowman, also released that year in 2020. There are lots of movies that over the years that I see previews for, and I'm like, oh, I got to see that. That's going to be, and then I forget about it. And then about 10 years later, I'm like, you know what? I remember I wanted to see that movie. How come I didn't? And then it's kind of hard. You got to look for it, you know, find it on streaming, or in my case, try to find a $3 DVD.
A lot can happen in 25 years. Especially in the swamps of Washington, D.C. When we first elected her, Tammy Baldwin focused on Wisconsin. But Baldwin changed. Today, she rakes in campaign cash from left-wing groups and does their bidding. Baldwin supports forcing women's domestic violence shelters in Wisconsin to admit biological men, making survivors of domestic violence sleep in the same building as men. She supported puberty blockers and sex change surgeries for minor children in Wisconsin. Baldwin even voted to send stimulus checks to criminals in jail, including the Boston Marathon bomber. We thought we knew Tammy Baldwin, but she's changed. Now it's time for us to make a change. Replace Tammy Baldwin. Senate Leadership Fund paid for and is responsible for the content of this advertising, not authorized by any candidate or candidate's committee. www.senateleadershipfund.org.
Cardinal Rotar is hiring experienced machine operators who want a better work-life balance. They offer a 3-day work week with no weekends, giving you more free time and flexibility. If you're tired of the typical 5-day schedule, this is your chance. Call 608-588-9880 or stop by their location at 1277 East Hoxie Street in Spring Green to fill out an application in person. Cardinal Rotar is excited to welcome you to their team. Call 608-588-9880 today.
Looking for some adorable Halloween and fall decor? Head on down to Court & Main in downtown Richland Center. Right now, everything Halloween and fall is 50% off. From cute pumpkins to cozy throw blankets, festive table settings, and charming wall art, you'll find everything you need to get into the spooky spirit at a great price. We're open Monday through Friday, 9 to 5, and Saturdays, 9 to noon. Come visit us. We can't wait to see you.
Hi, I'm Kim. My family are all U.S. Cellular customers, so when they asked me to tell you that their special customer event, Us Days, is back, my mom was so excited. So, Us Days, exclusive offers just for us customers, like $1,200 off any phone plus $400 off any tablet. Hey, Mom. I know, right? Such a great deal. Us Days at U.S. Cellular is back with exclusive offers just for us. Right now, get $1,200 off any phone plus $400 off any tablet. Terms apply. Visit uscellular.com for details. Active portrayal.
Sleepy Hollow GM Certified Service Express. Just drive right in. Oil changes, tire rotations, and basic maintenance, just drive right in. No appointment. Come when it's convenient for you. 7:30 to 4:30, Monday through Friday, and until noon on Saturday. Pull up the doors on the Quick Trip side, and the door will open automatically. You just drive right in. At Sleepy Hollow Chevy Buick GMC on Baroqua's North Side.
Oh, Sleepy Hollow, we'll take care of you. Sleepy Hollow.
Doggies, did you hear the news, Clyde? Fall done rolled in like a squirrel chasing acorns down a hill.
Yes, sir. And Chicken Ridge Farms is packed full of old pumpkins, more than you can shake a stick at. But listen up, Sunday's our last day.
Well, I'll be. They got games for the youngins and a corn maze that'll twist you up quicker than Uncle Jeb's fishing line.
Plus all the food and drinks to keep your belly happy. Just setting 6 miles west of Richland Center at 18798 Chicken Ridge Road.
So y'all better hustle out there this Saturday, 10 to 7, Sunday, 10 to 5.
That's Chicken Ridge Farms. Don't miss out on all the fun, y'all.
Y'all come on down. Time's a-tickin'.
Time now for a WRCO History Moment sponsored by Jones Chevrolet, Richland County Bank, and Walsh's Ace. WRCO is still on the air because of the support. WRCO is still on the air broadcasting courtesy of our merchants and businesses from Southwest Wisconsin. Let's take you on a trip back to the past.
They're really great at Empire Drugstore, a little corner drugstore in downtown Richland Center.
Always know your jeweler before you buy. And everybody knows Burnham Jewelry Store
in Richland Center.
For over 50 years, Shop Keegan Implement, the old reliable
in Richland Center.
For the finest home furnishings and decorating service with a personal touch, Lunen Schloss Hanson Furniture,
172 South Church.
This 75th WRCO History Moment has been sponsored by Jones Chevrolet, Richland County Bank, and Walsh's Ace.
Trailer for sale or rent, rooms to let 50 cents. No phone, no pool, no pets. Ain't got no cigarettes. Ah, but 2 hours of pushing broom buys a 8x12 4-bit broom. I'm a man of means by no means. King of the road. Third boxcar, midnight train. Destination Bangor, Maine. Oh, worn out suit and shoes. I don't pay no union dues. I smoke old stogies I have found. Short, but not too big around. I'm a man of means by no means. King of the road. I know every engineer on every train. All of the children and all of their names. And every handout in every town. And every lock that ain't locked when no one's around. I sing trailers for sale or rent. Rooms to let 50.